for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. I'm serious.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength this morning. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. And your tender, loving care. We thank you for understanding this morning. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that our faith is increasing more and more. I thank you, Lord, this morning for those people that are in hospitals. I ask you to send your angels like you did for some of these people here. And I ask you, God, to meet people in their faith, wherever it is, wherever their level of faith is. I pray you will meet them there. And I pray that you will take them to where it is you need them to be. I thank you this morning. In Jesus' name.
I walk the streets. I hear your voices. I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see your wars. I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out. But you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, you need a touch. I can work with what you got. From the star to the fire, from the way to the hurricane, am I lifting you higher? Start like the morning grace, just the word of God it takes.
Thank you. Checking the boxes, trying to be thoughtless. Head me spinning in my head, catching my breath. Too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicated.
it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything right. No technology to roll. Cause it all comes down to this. I've got to love people. Believe it in the one that keeps breaking. But if we want to find a way to make it, it all comes down to this. I've got to love people. Oh, this is freedom.
Knowing life will be found when love can be loved.
Love is what it's all about.
Tell myself to keep this up. That all God wants is just my love.
No more
complicating things. No more needs to overthink.
Gotta keep it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this.
Love is patient, love is kind. Rescue hearts to change its life. Love is all we need to make things right.
Gotta keep it real simple. It's really so simple. Oh, 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 oh.
Gotta keep it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything right.
You know, sometimes it seems like the hardest thing in the world to do is to love people. And the reason, I guess, is because of what I said yesterday. That angel gave me yesterday, which I think bears repeating. The enemy of our soul, who really is on this revenge thing against God, he and his cohorts get in to people's soul and their body too. But the main thing that Satan knows is that if he gets your soul, he pretty much got you. You know, if he can get into your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect, pretty much catch you. Because all he has to do is bend your will to any degree toward his will. And with some people that doesn't take a whole bunch, especially if there was anything, any iniquity in their family line. that would cause them to have a will bent toward Satan's will. See, a lot of parents do things without giving a thought, what effect is this going to have on my child? Because they probably at that time, you know, they're probably not thinking about anything like that. And so the devil knows that. He knows that. And I guess that's why, I don't know, I guess that's why sometimes we have body memories. And those body memories are trying to tell us something. But we can't comprehend it because we're so flesh-centered or carnal, whichever word you want to use. I guess the devil calls it, I believe it if I see it. It's real if I know it and understand it. Well, brothers and sisters, it was real from the beginning, and you didn't know it. And then that's why you have to understand that this battle you're fighting and you're contending, or what is contending with you, is invisible. It's invisible to the natural eye, but the effects of it can be real, tangible, and experienced. That's the right word. So want to do something. You're probably wondering why I am so concerned about this person experienced that deliverance I told you about. Deliverance from being raped at 2 months old. You see, that travesty caused that person for almost 50 years, 2 months, well, 2 months, short of 50, I guess, to be living in a false reality. Because they had not just one demon, they had, because that was the initial rape. That was the first time it happened. It happened many, many ways and in many other forms. From 2 months up to adulthood. I told you, some of you heard it, about this missionary that used to work with me. How her daddy sold her as a baby prostitute in a... He had a ring through his Masonic lodge. And their thing was molesting babies. They like babies. You know, I think the way it all started was the mother married the father, and she couldn't conceive. They went 4 or 5 years without having any children. So then another family member took her to see a witch who did a ritual, and then she had 7 daughters. I don't know if you know anything about witchcraft, but you talk about the 7 sons of the 7 son. So all 7 of those girls were born under witchcraft influence. They were born witches. They came out the womb witches. And that can happen too. And she just happened to be the one that the father picked for himself. I'm talking about this missionary. She gone home to be with Jesus now. And I asked God, I said, well, Lord, why did you take her home at such a young age? Well, young. She was, let's see, then. That was young. Because she would have been in her late 40s. She was younger than me. And the Holy Spirit told me I had to take her home while she was still saved. And I never quite understood that, but I heard the Holy Spirit say I had to take her home while she was still saved. And I said, well, what does that mean? He said that she had a demon in her flesh that she was not going to give up. And so I asked the Lord, what did he mean by that? This missionary that I used to really love, her husband got diabetes. And so then he could not perform. This lady, because her daddy had sold her as a baby prostitute, she had to have sex. I mean, the Lord say it was a driving force. She would get up. So she divorced the husband just because he could not perform. And she would, whenever, because he could not perform and whatever, she had led a horrible life in that area because she was totally controlled by incubus and succubus sex demons. I mean, totally controlled. She would go anywhere to satisfy those demons. See, demons have to be fed, brothers and sisters. And they're fed by whatever they are and whatever they come in as. Lust has to be fed. If it's whatever. That's why I understand how demons can cause people to be under their control. When I was in Florida And I was working with a death row investigative team and ministry. And I had the opportunity to pray with people on death row. Because I wanted to know, how did the demons get them there? And I told you, we prayed one guy off death row. And I actually had a chance to talk with, I forget this lady's name, Warnos. Eileen Warnos. I think that's her last name. Anyway, she was on death row because she was a serial killer. And the guy that we prayed off of death row, he was a killer too. And I wanted to know how those demons, how did they work? How did they get so ingrained into the people that the demons had full control over the people? I don't even think that the word compulsions, Tammy, is strong enough. Because it takes more than a compulsion to kill somebody. People are driven. And because of the fact that it's a spiritual thing, even although it could be like L-I-G-H-T, God spiritual, or demonic spiritual, B-L-A-C-K, darkness. And I didn't have much time to talk to any of them, but the Lord told me, and the Warnos lady told me, that she told me how she felt when she killed somebody. And I had to bind and rebuke those demons. I had to make sure. I mean, I almost had a 24/7 prayer life because those demons were so strong. And finally, I just told the people that I couldn't talk to her anymore because she liked the feeling that came over her from the demons. She would kill men. She only killed men. She ain't killed no ladies. And the other people I worked with, they killed women. And some of them killed anybody, man or woman. And at that time, too, I was working with some psychiatrists and some psychologists because they were trying to find out how deliverance worked. And I wanted to find out how the mind worked in terms of, so we were helping each other from a professional perspective. And that's why I know that when a person gets really delivered, they're at their most vulnerable state because their heart is wide open and it's very tender. You see, Jesus said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. With loving kindness. And when you are raped, let's call it what it is, as a baby, you lack the ability to really understand and receive loving kindness, because your first experience, and I do a deliverance on that too. It's on one of these computers. Your first experience is not as it should be. So the demon imparts lust. And that's why a lot of times when I'm doing one-on-one deliverance, you know, I have to find out if the person knows the difference between lust and love, or have they taken on the spirits of lust in replacement of love. And just like when I was dealing with those people on death row and dealing with those people that had a lot of psychotic problems. If you don't know the difference between lust and love, you could be searching all your life through lust, trying to fulfill what only love can heal, or trying to fulfill what only love can bring you the true satisfaction without lust. A lot of people have been divorced and are being divorced and divorced and divorced and divorced again because they have never really experienced love. Love. That's why I have so many different forms of love. You know, Eros love, agape love. And that's why so many people are looking for love and pick up love in all the wrong places because they're looking for something that they couldn't even recognize if they had it. They couldn't even recognize, and they're incapable of recognizing it when it is right there, in their face, available to them. And then, because they don't know the difference. So, pardon me just for a second. I want the woman that was delivered from the two-month-old rape, I just want you to text me and tell me you okay this morning. Just text me and tell me you're okay and your family's okay. You see, when you go through this kind of deliverance, this kind of deep, you don't recognize yourself. And then I have to be careful because this person's memory, mind, they soul. Okay, they say, I was tormented all night. Okay. Can you text me and let me know, were you tormented? Because all of a sudden you are, things are coming back to your memory that you didn't even know were there, and you finding it hard to, spirits of perversion trying to come upon me all night. Okay. Was it perverted lust? Yes. Now tell me this. Was it coming? It had to be coming to you from the outside, because it's no longer in you. Had you experienced these same spirits, can you recollect or can you recall ever experiencing them before? No. They came linked from a memory. And that's why I'm watching over you so carefully. Because right now, all these memories and all these spirits have been exposed. But they have had their home in you for 50 years, and they do not want to give up their home. Do you understand what I'm saying? And along with that, okay, along with that, they're still operating. They still have a generational stronghold in your family line. Because you got to understand, this is your bloodline. This is part of your generational inheritance from the dark side. Do you understand that? Okay, now you understand. So what I want you to do, since you are aware of this, I want you to bind up perverted lust from your generation. I want you to bind up perverted lust in your DNA. Bind it up right now. Know when you got it bound up. Okay? I want you to tell it that you're commanding it off your children, off your husband. Because you got to understand, the scripture says, post this scripture, somebody, that deep calleth unto deep. Deep calleth unto deep. Post that scripture, somebody. Right. And she's saying her husband was tormented too. He had to have been. He had to have been, because when you marry somebody, two become one. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. What that's saying is that those spirits from you transferred into him when you all came together as husband and wife. Now, mind you, the spirits from him transferred into you when you all became husband and wife, and you sanctified and consecrated that marriage through sexual intercourse. Now, this is where it gets tricky. When you had your children, the spirits from you and your husband naturally became part of the DNA and became part of the bloodline of both of you. So by you getting free, what God can do and what he has to do, praise God, when the wife gets saved before the husband, the Bible says, post this up here, somebody, a sanctified wife sanctifies her husband. Can you find that? A sanctified wife sanctifies her husband. Can you find that scripture? A sanctified wife sanctifies her husband. So when you went to bed last night, all those spirits that had transferred from you are tormenting the hell out of your husband because he is not delivered. But what God will do, because God loves the sanctity of marriage, God will begin delivering your husband. Remember, it is the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. So, the anointing on you now is busting up the bondage in your husband. That's why I know what God could do in a marriage. And I know that God only needs one person in a family line to get really delivered and really saved. Because God is great enough to deliver the husband through the anointing that is on the wife, or it could be vice versa. The anointing on the husband could begin to deliver the wife. Oh, thank you, Donna. Oh, Monica had it up here too. In 1 Corinthians 7:14, the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean. But as it is, they are holy. Are you getting this? Through your deliverance, I'm teaching something that would be difficult. But the Holy Spirit is teaching with me and through me. Because I saw up here in this chat room where somebody had said they had a Jeremiah 31:3 experience with God. The Lord appeared from of old to me, Israel, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you and continued my faithfulness to you. Something awesome is happening on this line. Something awesome is happening through this ministry. And you know why? Okay, she just said heat. That heat is the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what that angel told me. That angel told me, that angel told me he was going to do something. God. That only he could do. I told you all. I told you 7 days. So it must have been 7 days from the day I got that. Because today, yesterday would have been the seventh day if I counted the day I said that. But if I counted the next day, today is the seventh day. Today is the seventh day. And look what's happening. That anointing, that what you're feeling right now is the very presence of God. It's available to you right now. Right now. This is what that angel breakthrough was talking about. But you see, rest assured, it came through deliverance. It came through, it's several people on here that God is personally delivering you. I'm watching it. You're experiencing it. I know it's happening. But you see, it's not for me to know. It's not for me to know your experience. It's for you to know. I know he took death away from me in these past couple of weeks. I know that. I know you didn't know it took two hands just to sign into the Spreaker. Those days when I wasn't on the Blog Talk, I didn't even have the strength to sign on the Blog Talk. I was sicker than 10. Ugh, I don't even want to think about it. It's over. It's beyond. It's past. I was completely at the mercy of God. Mercy. But guess what? Mercy came through. Mercy came through. Text me, are you okay? Are you in the presence? Let me know what's happening so I know if I can hang up. Okay. Brothers and sisters, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I've been trying to tell some of you. You have not experienced all that there is in the ministry of deliverance. It's more than just in the presence of God. My mind is being healed now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It's more than just casting out some. Your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect must be delivered. Some of you came on here playing. Some people come on here, I guess they think they mocking me, but they mocking God. Because I only have one job to do, and that's to get you to Jesus. And then Jesus takes you to God. And then God brings you all the way back to the Holy Spirit and fills you with himself. You see the process? But it's the Holy Spirit that wooed you, and you didn't just come to Jesus. You didn't just wake up and have this great revelation. I need to be delivered. Uh-uh. That was a work of the love of God by his own Holy Spirit. It was God's Holy Spirit that brought you to Jesus. And then it is Jesus that takes you to God. And then God turns all the way around And then he fills you with his own Holy Spirit. Why? Because you are a source of pleasure to God. That's what I said yesterday. Some of you need to go back and listen to that. Satan's real enemy is God. But because he is powerless against God, he attacks that which is closest to the heart of God, and that's you. Satan's main purpose of warfare is to cause God pain in his heart. Satan's main purpose of warfare is to insult God, and he does that by frustrating God's purposes in your life. The devil wants you to cause grief to God's heart. And it's only one way that you can grieve God. And that's when you doubt God's integrity. When you doubt. That will be April 9, 2022 message. Thank you. It hurts God. It grieves God when you doubt him, when you don't believe that he, as your heavenly Father, has the ability to take care of you. Satan has taken advantage of you for the last time. You know what this is called? This is called a real awakening. God is awakening you to himself. God is awakening you to his ability. God is awakening you to the fact that Satan is a liar, that your life and the life of your family and the life of your children and the life of your bloodline going forth will bring glory and honor to God. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? You were created sole purpose of bringing glory and honor to God. That's why you were created. And God knew that by this honor that you have for him, that out of you would flow his love, his heart, his mind, his intellect, his emotions, and himself would flow out of you into others. Are you getting it? Are you really getting it? I pray that this woman that God used for me to have to rely on him at a point where I knew I've always relied on him. But right now, I especially knew that it was going to take him. Why? Because I didn't have nothing. I was completely shut down. And you know what happened? When I was completely shut down, he sprung up and out of me. Because for years, my only prayer has been, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For years, I prayed, God, tear down my will so that my will becomes your will and your will is done on earth as it is in heaven. God sent those angels to minister to me. And you shouldn't even think that's strange. Because the Bible says that when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, agonizing to the point of sweating blood, that God sent angels to minister to him. And I dare say, could it be that he sent angels to minister to you, but there was something in your soul that pushed them away? There was something in your soul that wouldn't let your heart or your mind or your will or your emotions receive it. What God is doing. This is how I talk with the angels. Show me. Show me. I showed it to you many times. Psalms 23, verse 3. Can about eight of you post Psalms 23? Psalms 23, verse 3. I'm waiting. There you go. There you go. I like the King James Version. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I told you months ago that you were going to be a God-made man or a God-made woman. And that's what he's doing. He's making you. He's making me. He's making us. And you ought to be joyful about it.
Shining through, calling on my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I see. Catch me sitting in the sun, no top of shade.
Today,
this is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful, yes I am, yes I am. I'm gonna be joyful today. I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh, I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High-fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today, today. So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your road. They don't tell you there's a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And my ankle let it slip away. Nah, I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart.
down to my, I got the joy down to my, today.
Said I woke up to the summer shining through, calling on my friends asking what's the move, feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I see. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today,
this is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. Today. I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh, I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High-fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, but slow your road. They don't tell you there's a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah.
I'm gonna be joyful.
I just got a text and sign off now. That demonic heaviness lifted and left my private parts. Thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I know this ministry. I know it coming. I know it going. I know it up. I know it down. But the final conclusion is this. All settles on, do you really love God? And that's it. Do you really love God? Because if you love God, you will love his people and you will not want to see them bound by anything. I've been in a battle, but I thank God after 32 years, I got the victory. After 10 years wrestling up close and personal with the deceiver, Jesus won. Jesus won. What was the key? L-O-V-E, of God.
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out. All this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless. Has been spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicated things, it's just like me, it's perfect. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God, love people. Believe in the one that keeps breaking. But if we want to run away, it all comes down. Knowing life will be found when love can be loved.
It's love is what it's all about.
Tell myself to keep it love. That all God wants is just my love. No more complicated things. No more needs to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God, love people. Believe in the world that keeps breaking. But if we want to find a way to make it, it all comes down to this. Love God, love people. Love is patient, love is kind. Rescue hearts and change it life. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. It's really so simple. Oh, 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 oh. Gotta keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to the ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God, love people. Believe in the world and keep breaking. If we want to find a way to change it, it all comes down to this.
That's why I'm saying it all boils down to this. Love God and love people. Jesus is Lord, brothers and sisters, forever. Yay! All hail King Jesus. King Jesus. I'm kind of full right now. So I guess, you know, I don't know what to say.
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out. All this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless. Heavy spin in my head, catching my breath. Too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep it up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicated things, it's just like me, overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right, don't stick down zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God, love people. Believe in the world that keeps breaking. But if we want to find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. All this freedom, freedom.
Keep it the kingdom.
Knowing life will be found and love can be loved.
It's love is what it's all about.
I tell myself to keep it up. That all God wants is just my love. No more complicated things. No more needs to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God, love people. Believe in the world that keeps breaking. But if we want to find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God, love people. Love is patient, love is kind. Rescue hearts to change it life. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. It's really so simple. Oh, 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 oh. Gotta keep it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all
Keep on loving.